All right. Okay. You're finished na, right? Kasi dapat tapusin na natin. O sige, sinong gusto mag-volunteer ng magandang answer? Na-pressure kayo, no? Sige. Sino kaya may magandang sagot dito? Lou. Sige, wag muna si Lou. Si Sarah muna. Okay, ready na si Sarah eh.
Yung sa akin lang. One of the challenges I faced was yung disclosure. Before kasi, with my peers, we were able to talk about work frustrations and work news. Uy, nabalitaan mo ba yung ganito? Mga ganun, work relationships. Kaso, nung naging supervisor na ako, syempre hindi ko naman pwedeng sabihin sa staff ko na, alam, nakakainis si ganito. So, hindi pwede yun. Tapos yung, yung mga news na minsan, hindi pa nila pwedeng malaman kasi secret pa, tapos magtatanong sila, tapos, hindi ko pwedeng sabihin sa'yo, no comment. So, yun yung isa sa mahirap.
Para nag-shift in, nag-iba yung mindset mo eh. Okay. So, nagkaroon kasi ng responsibility that way. Sino pa? Rich, ano yung mga challenges nyo? Handling staff.
Mahirap siya in a way kasi yung, especially if you're not confrontational, yung paano pagka if you're correcting or you have to review ka nun. So, tas pero friend mo yun or volunteer, co-volunteer mo dati. So, yun yung isa sa challenge kung paano mo bibigyan ng instruction or correction.
Yan. All right.
Especially if, yun, kasi dalawa sa amin hindi confrontational.
Okay. Though, actually cultural kasi yun eh, masasanay ka rin na maging talagang technically non-confrontational, pero you can address issues with, in a non-confrontational manner. Kaya siya. There's an art and a science. Basta, in the back of your mind, just think honor and respect, honor and respect. Parang ganun. So, magiging non-confrontational ka na rin that way. Pero I do understand, especially for volunteers, no, na you need to address something, but at the same time, you navigate. All right. Who else? Who else? Ikaw, Laika.
Ako naman po yung shiner ko kasi I handle volunteers po sa kids. Mm-hmm. With my friends, kasi sila mas madaling i-recruit kasi may relationship. Parang mas doble yung hurt pagka binabalewala ka nila. Ay, hindi na ako sisipot, si Laika lang naman yan. Parang like they give more importance sa ibang ministry, parang yun, parang mas nakakalungkot, nakaka-frustrate minsan. Yun po.
Okay. Sige, may pinaguhugutan si Laika. Usap tayo, may joke. Medyo malalim yun, Laika. Fern. Go, Fern.
Ako po yung mag-adjust din to direct them kung ano yung gagawin. Kasi parang nung umpisa, pare-parehas po kami ng level, so parang nakakahiyang mag-utos, which is, hindi naman po talaga utos, parang you need lang i-direct sila sa gagawin nila. So yun yung challenge na kailangan kong i-direct sila sa gagawin nila nang hindi mukhang authoritative na inutusan mo lang basta-basta sila. And isa pa pong challenge, yung iba-iba yung ugali ng mga handle mo, na iba't iba rin kung paano mo dapat sila i-treat, na kung ganito ka sa isa, kung masyado kang directive sa isa, yung sa isa, kailangan mo muna mag-build ng relationship before ka niya mag, hiningal ako. Before ka po niya i-respect.
Isikuna ng dugo, kaya nabawasan ng... Joanne, ikaw, you have any thoughts on that? Okay, malalim din.
Siguro greatest challenge is talagang we've been long time peers eh. Mm-hmm. At saka when I came in as supervisor, I was under them for a long period of time. I was 15 years, I was a volunteer. And then I was complying to what they wanted to happen. Tapos ngayon when I came on board, now I'm the one directing. So yun yung medyo challenge sa akin kasi before ako yung sumusunod. Mm-hmm. Tapos ngayon I'm the one giving direction. So talaga yung shift, very difficult for me. Tsaka long time peers ko talaga sila. We're talking about years talaga.
The music ministry, right? Yeah. Okay, one last short answer. Sige, Jenny, go.
Sorry, I've the unique position of I'm not exactly like the supervisor in my department, but I'm the only girl, and they're all boys. I call them boys kasi it's a different dynamic kasi para kang den mother ang dating mo, and unofficially para kang nagiging supervisor kasi you do get everybody's, you know, job done. So yun yung medyo unique. It's just a little difficult kasi parang ang ganun yung position mo. Parang kang nanay, parang kang ate, trying to keep everybody in line. Mm-hmm. So it's a little interesting.
Yeah. Very interesting. So actually our topic is very timely for today because we understand that you all face such challenges. Different levels, different of different magnitudes also. But we do understand that it's not that easy to shift between a peer and then all of a sudden a supervisor, because there are certain things that are expected of you, certain things that you should be on your mind already. Right now, I'm very, very privileged to introduce our resource speaker for today. Actually, she would really need no introduction because we know all her from the ministry. But Gigi, our speaker for today, actually is very inspiring for me in a way that she is able to balance between having a family, ministry, a pastor's wife, and also being very successful in the workplace. So there are times that parang I feel challenged with my kids and some of my responsibilities, and I would think, si Gigi nga, ganyan eh. Si Gigi nga ka eh. So parang na-inspire ka that way. So also, working with her, kasi we're friends. We're friends in the ministry. We work together and we are friends. But it's very easy to shift. You know, when she's giving you directions as the boss, but at the same time, when we're friends, then we're friends. Pero even if we're at the office, you know when she's speaking as a friend or when she's speaking as a boss. So there are certain people that can do that, but that doesn't come out naturally for others. So right now, let's give a warm welcome to Miss Gigi Concepcion.
Good morning. Thank you, Karen. Well, by way of introduction, although many of you know me personally, like Karen was saying, I do have a family. Many of you know I'm married to Lee, and who's a pastor in our ministry, and together we have 5 children, ages 10, 8, 6, 4, and 2. So it's kind of busy at home. So 4 boys and 1 girl. So to add to the number, the boys kasi parang ano yun eh, 2 is to 1 kung baga sa girl. So, I'd like to give you just a short siguro introduction of how personally I came into being a leader, a supervisor. It's been some time, you know, so sige, rewind lang muna. May point to, by the way. I started my career in 93. I graduated from college a long time ago in 93. And right after college, I went to help our church plant in Guam as a tent maker. And so during that time, I got a job. And my first job was as an accounting assistant for Mobil Oil Guam. And basically, I was Xeroxing and filing and doing all stuff. And I actually enjoyed it. And then my next job in the same company was in HR. I do payroll and just different stuff. And then after 3 years in Guam, I felt it was time for me to come back here to take my MBA, which I did. So I came back here and took my MBA. Then right after that, I went to work for Eli Lilly. As a market research associate. And after a year, dun na nag-start. That was all my experience prior to that, walang supervisory functions. It was when I was about 27 years old that I was given the challenge by our company to run a group, basically that supported sales and marketing. So we did market research, sales analysis, event management, and stuff. We started with a group of 5, and eventually there were 8. And then during that time, that's when I got married, and after our first child, Lee and I believe that I was to work here, so I started there. So that was 8 years ago. So sobrang tagal ko nang nag-work. And so basically, I've been leading teams, leading people since I was 27. So that's like 14 years. And it's really been the joy of my life. I enjoyed everything before that. Xeroxing, doing stuff, just being busy. I love working, obviously. When it was when I started leading teams, na parang, okay, I think this is me, parang ganun. And I made a lot of mistakes in the start and up to now, and I'm still learning a lot. But I think from a spiritual point of view, what keeps me anchored, what's kept me anchored, I've been a Christian all this time, is firstly, I have this leadership or administration. It's a gift, so it's not really something that I've worked for. It's sort of God just gives you that, and you just have to flow, to put it plainly. Just like sometimes our pastors, we see them, or our campus missionaries, and they're like, wow, ang galing nila. Parang, how can they go up there and say that? And sound so eloquent, parang ganon, and quote scripture left and right. And for me, it's like, parang such a task. Sometimes I ask some of our pastors, parang, why do you even want to do what you're doing? It's so stressful to talk in front of thousands or hundreds of people. Pero parang flow lang, parang just so for them. The same way for us, or for in terms of leadership, it should be that way. Parang you free yourself from the striving. 1 Corinthians 12:27-28, as you all know, parang it says that each has been given a gift. Some have been called to be prophets, pastors. There's the gift of administration. In other translations, it's leadership. So administration kasi syempre it starts nga yung as a single player, then later leading teams. So it's all a gift. But the gift for me, another anchor that's helped me is the concept of humility. We all know, of course, that scripture says God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. So that yung gift na yun, it's His grace flowing in our lives. But when pride comes, the grace sort of stops. So it's twofold. It's just knowing and being confident in the gift He's given you. But of course, parang contradictory din siya. Now, you're confident in that gift, yet and you just keep yourself humble before God. In fact, since I joined the ministry, I think every day I wake up and I say, Lord, as I go to work, just please give me wisdom to lead and please keep me humble, because people will say, wow, you're good or whatever, or you feel a sense of accomplishment. But at the end of the day, we just need to be humble. We need to serve even the people we're leading, the people we're working with, to just maintain that attitude. And whenever I see it creeping in, I just ask God to please help me, because I know that the moment pride comes in, His grace will sort of stop and things won't work. So that's just a short background on some of what we'll have today. I know you've had great impartation already from Pastor Jansen, with POLE, with Alex Castillo. And to be honest, I don't feel that this is my grace zone. For those of you who, for those of you who know me, in fact, I think until yesterday, parang I was trying to convince na Karen na baka hindi na lang ako. But here I am. So, and this is every time, kahit 1 minute lang ako magsasalita, baka binkaw na lang, Pinky, Carlos, ganun. So, but anyway, I do feel I have something to share. And it might seem repetitive what Pastor Jansen has said, what Alex, or anything else you've heard, but actually that's how it sort of builds on one concept builds on another. They might be different, pero parang nagma-merge lang siya. And at the end of the day, it's just being aware of those concepts as you go to work. So, I have on the first handout, na yung what is a supervisor. So I'll just go through this. So the definition of a supervisor may differ from one organization to the other, but the most common definition is you function as a first level manager or leader, and you're given an authority, responsibility, and accountability for planning and controlling. It not necessarily lang to sa direct na tao. It could also be through a function that you're leading, or in our case, a lot of times the volunteers that we're leading. You're given accountability for the work of that unit, and it's through direct and close daily contact, as opposed to, for example, our senior leaders na hindi as involved in the day-to-day. They're really there to give overall direction, to impart vision, mission, which iba pang level ng importance yun. But our role is really the daily grind, in a sense. Working with people, working with departments. Of course, yung apostolic team, they also have their direct super people that they supervise. But in terms of, I'm just speaking yung different levels of leadership. And so our, ano nga, is really to be there day to day to make sure that the work is done. So there's two, I know you had a discussion earlier, some of the challenges that you have, but there's some, siguro just by way of definition, areas that differ from a staff position and a supervisory position. And we all know that we're not a hierarchical organization. Kumbaga, it's just we're called to do different things and we don't carry na the title thing. So we're just differentiating this for the purpose of clarity. Okay. So the scope of work, if a staff position, normally it's smaller or more limited in scope, and coordination may be confined to a more limited number of people, both inside and outside the department. So I'm sure I don't need to explain that further. Yung supervisory position, it's bigger and more complex in scope, wider, and coordination and dealings with other important functions and departments may be needed to get the tasks done on time. So here, there's more coordination already. If you've shifted recently from handling a function or to handling people, you'd notice nga na you're really dealing more with people. And so that's when people's skills mas tumataas yung need for that. And that's what we should be working on talaga is how do we deal with people, sometimes getting feedback na do I come across too strong, am I too soft? You know, sometimes, kasi over the course of time, I've been asking feedback, minsan I'm too strong, minsan naman parang mother, so parang confused na din ako na parang, what am I supposed to do? And point being is there's a lot of people, and you have to keep tweaking, because I think I heard this earlier, that there's different types of people that you're working with, and you need to sort of figure out how to adjust a certain person, whether tao mo or whether boss, iba-iba yan eh. And so that's the challenge. It's really, and you have to be willing to talk to people if you want to be in leadership. Nature of work, focus on your own assigned goals and productivity. You accomplish tasks based on your own effort and the guidance of the supervisor. Your responsibility, authority, and accountability is confined to what you need to accomplish. Having read this, yung guidance of the supervisor, I know in our ministry, actually, one of our, I'd say, and quite candidly, one of our, hindi pa strong points, strong supervisor. So parang kanya-kanyang ano na lang, parang fight for your own, yung ano natin, di ba? Parang if you make it through the system, then parang hindi pa tayo strong. And that's why we're having these types of sessions, not just with the administrative staff, but even with the pastors. Kasi parang it's more na, basta bahal, just figure it out. And then if you have a problem at some point, then talk to me, parang ganun. Otherwise, you know, parang ganun. But I think as we get bigger, that's not anymore sustainable. As we're leading more people, we have to have more empowered, trained supervisors to start leading better. And there's different words. Some people say supervisor, some say manager, some say leader. For me, that's all the same. You can try to, I mean, on some levels, iba yan, like leader nga can be more visionary. But on another level, it's basically the same. We're leading people and trying to motivate them to do the work that you've been called to do. So as a supervisor, you're focused on your whole unit's assigned goals and productivity. You accomplish tasks based on other people's output in accordance to your guidance and direction as well as that of your manager. You have more responsibilities and authority, but will have more accountability as to how your unit is performing. So I think that's self-explanatory. Basically, if you're used to just performing on your own before, ngayon you're dependent on someone else to accomplish your goals. And skills and competencies centered on how to do your job well, and sa staff, sa supervisor, centered on your job well and how to get all members of your unit to achieve the performance goals well. So it's not just, actually, you still need to do your function for the most part, but yun na nga, you're leading people. So, I mean, the big difference is really dealing with people as you progress. So we'll go now to the next area, which is your responsibility to your staff. And I'll make this more of a group discussion. We have another mic. So responsibility to your staff. Wait, I'm just a bit. You all have this now, so just to make sure we're in the same one. So the top expectations of what employees want from their supervisors are. So this, we've had different studies, and ano, kahit an balik-balik ta rin mo, one study might say this is more important, but more or less, ito, these are what people want. And I think it's important for us to be aware, as we're leading people, what drives them, what are their needs. In general, of course, I think it was Fern who said na iba-iba yung mga ugali, and so you need to tweak. But in general, magre-revolve lang yung needs nila around these, no? And I guess you being someone who's been led could probably relate to this. So we'll have more of a group discussion. Role model, coach, and teacher. So I'll read lang what it means, and then we can have a discussion what it means to you. No? So employees want supervisors who know how to perform the job and give them insights on how to do their jobs better. So any thoughts on this? Is there a microphone? So what does this mean for you, or how have you been practicing this, being a role model, coach, or teacher? Or maybe you have someone who's very good in this that you've worked for. Any thoughts? Oh, no, thank you, Anna, for volunteering.
Thank you, Jekka. Mm-hmm. Anyway, this one, based on experience naman, yung recent, yung assignment ko, no, I really need to prove myself na I know what I should be, ano, parang I know what I'm doing in that particular area, kasi parang I was assigned there, I'm not a homegrown ano in that department. Mm-hmm. So kailangan i-prove ko na alam ko. So but then I really started parang with humility na I have to admit to them na you're surprised na ako yung magli-lead sa inyo, pero I'm also surprised kasi wala akong alam ko anong gagawin. So I need your help to ano. But then I have done my homework. I really need to know everything what's going on. So I studied like the system that we're using, para I studied. Parang inanok mo siya. You really need to learn or yon, yung to study everything first, yung ganun mo. And then for them to be able to ano, to give you the trust, para mag-gain mo rin yung trust nila na, okay. So, kasi hindi mo sila mapapasunod eh. If you say na, oh, let's do this, it will work. Yeah, right. Parang, di ba, parang ganon. So, yun. Parang gawin mo yung ano mo, yung homework mo, and then be humble. And then, so that you can, ano, your trust. And then, yun, as a role model kasi, parang makikita nila eh, they will, parang, ikaw yung, as a model, they will just follow you pag if they see the fruit na it's working.
I think that's a good role model. That's one key word, guys. People are following you. So that's always my filter, parang my actions. Is it worth following? And some many times I go home and I'm like, what on earth did I say? And so just be conscious of that, that people are watching. And on what Anna was saying, people are looking, your people will look to you on how to do their jobs better. This is so true. And it's challenging sometimes, because sometimes when you start, I'm imagining Joanne, for example, you were on the worship team and then you led a group, that was now the whole thing, and there are certain functions there, maybe I'm not speaking specifically of you, but maybe within that na hindi mo talaga parang, that's not your main thing, like training singers or musicians, but yet you need to be able to lead that. I'm sort of in that position. Parang I actually joined the ministry for HR because I love HR, and then eventually nagkaroon ng finance, so okay, medyo flow. And then later they ask kung operations, Janice is here, and IT, and then communications, but that's really more with Carlos. But yung parang general oversight. And be very honest, I really feel flow ako sa HR and finance, but when it's operations, parang okay. But the point being, I agree with Anna, you need to be involved. I may not parang really know exactly the technical specs of what Janos and Myla are doing, but at least parang what you can provide is presumably you're in that position because you know how the ministry thinks, you know how the leaders think, so that's where you can come in and help the technical experts na actually that might make sense to you, but as a ministry, this is what we believe. So it takes involvement. And over time, maiintindihan mo rin naman yung kung ano yung sinasabi nila. But I'm very candid with them. I'm like, I have no idea really what you're talking about. So I think at this time, it's best that you just decide that because I have no input. And I think that's fair, you know, just to be honest. We're not trying to be, you know, parang wow, all-knowing or something because truly we're not. So there, but you just need to be there as a role model, a coach, to help them talk through issues that maybe pinaprocess lang naman nila, they know the answer, they just need the confidence to take a decision on an issue. You might not really speak directly into it. Number two is information provider and disseminator. So it's medyo, Sarah, you want to take a shot? If you want lang. Kasi parang information or web. Naisip ko lang.
Okay, well, actually, I guess related dun sa sinabi ko kanina na yun nga, yung this, merong things na hindi ma-disclose. I think, as supervisors, meron tayong filter of what to tell them and what not to tell them. Tapos, the things that we have to tell yung our people, kailangan talagang sabihin kasi things go wrong if kung nagsastop sa atin. Yun yung isang challenge din kanina na before we were supervisors, we are used to nasasabihan tayo ng things and then execute. Pero this time, if we don't, pag hindi na-cascade yung information, magkakagulo. So, yun yung isang responsibility. Yeah, isang responsibility natin. Kanina nga, pinag-uusapan namin nila, Anna, one of the staff pumunta dun sa isang department kasi may tinatanong doon. Pero dapat nasabi sa kanya nung supervisor niya. Mga ganon. Ano eh, things will go more smoothly if there's proper cascading of information and that falls on us more than anything else.
And having said that, I think isa pa yung sakit natin as a ministry. We tend not to tell people, not on purpose. It's more na nagbago na pala yung whole thing. And so, diba? Minsan, parang nagbago ng venue or yung the whole agenda. And then parang 2 days before, biglang you see na may pang email, gano'n na. Parang, why didn't you tell me? Ay, oo nga. Parang gano'n lang naman eh. No, that's the good thing. Wala naman at like sa corporate na parang hindi mo alam na, you know, parang hindi mo magawa yung trabaho mo. Hindi siya gano'n. It's really more, it's a bad habit that I think we also need to grow out of. And even with the people I'm working with upward, downward, I'm really trying them to cascade information. And that actually, Sarah, what you said, yun na talaga siya. Employees need good communication lines established between them and their supervisor. And as Sarah said, you're like the filter of what the priorities are, what are the projects, what are the changes. And people want direction through effective communication. And this may come in the form of clear instructions, explanations of goals and performance issues, and even actual demonstrations on how the job should be performed. Again, I think that's less with us kasi hindi naman tayo ganun ka-technical. But I think in terms of demonstration, sometimes this comes, based on my experience in our ministry, in how to talk to people. Kasi sometimes yun yung ano, parang how am I gonna talk to pastor so-and-so, or how do I talk to this volunteer? And so that's, if you feel naman na meron kang you have something to contribute in that area. That's how you can, you know, demonstrate. Minsan talagang nag-role play ako with some of the team members on how to do that. Number three, enabler and positive motivator. Employees want to grow on the job. This means that their supervisors must be able to provide opportunities that would increase their knowledge and skills. So anyone want to comment on this, on being an enabler or and positive motivator? Si Jeff, but sige, reserve natin sa ano. Visible. Hindi, si Jeff, you want? Oh, si Harold na. Nagkahiyaan. Sige, Harold, ikaw.
Ako? Sige. Hindi, kasi naisip ko lang din talaga doon sa pagiging enabler and positive motivator. I mean, as actually, kanina ko pa yung insight sa first one eh, that as we follow Christ, talagang even the people are inspired, they're being able to do their work. I mean, especially if we would rally people together towards that common ground. Yeah. I mean, like for example, in our team, part of the things that ako lang naman po as para I suggested, what if I know we're so busy, but we begin the day by praying. And tapos parang okay, lahat kami we're so excited, and then so we start the day, yeah. The team prays, and amazingly talagang God is moving, and so yun po even in us talaga na enrich not only our quiet time but also even the whole day, parang kahit ang daming challenges, parang we can laugh at it because we know that yun kasi maganda sa work natin po eh. I mean, it's work, but it's also ministry. So nandun yung power ng Holy Spirit.
That's right. And I think the key, for me here, is really a positive motivator. Kung minsan if, you know, you're really not feeling that you're in faith or you're kind of down, siguro out ka na lang, kumain ka na lang or something. But you really need to keep, you know, but it's okay to be honest, I think, but you have to choose din eh kung kanino. If it's just gonna, you know, parang dampen what somebody's trying to accomplish, sayo na lang yun. Keep mo na lang. I think we had that also in the earlier discussion, and you have to keep a lot of things to yourself in a good way. Okay, so the next is visible and trustworthy leader. Of all of these, I think this is the most important if we're going to get one thing from here. And before Jeff speaks, basically, I'll just read this. Now, it's employees want supervisors who can be there and deliver. They want supervisors that can talk and listen. They can talk and listen to, and vice versa. So these are really simple things that build on our leadership. They don't like supervisors who stay in the office the whole day and only talk and coordinate with them when there's a problem or need to scold them. Ayan, again, sakit natin ito ng kondo, di ba? Parang kung okay naman lahat, bahala na. And then pag may problema, dun tayo nag-uusap. But we need to start working on establishing regular communication apart from, you know, crisis situations. And then supervisors need to understand that trust is earned. It can't be commanded. And I think the good thing lang naman with us in our ministries, if someone is appointed a leader, I think nobody questions. It's more like, yeah, you know, then there's wisdom there. But that's just the starting point. Trust is really built over time through common experiences, through believing together on things that you're working on. So that's what that's what the notes say, but I'm curious to hear what Jeff has to say.
For me, I agree with the trust is earned, not commanded. In my experience din kasi when I joined Lifebox, I wasn't one of them. I was an outsider. So at the beginning, I was really trying to see how can I lead them better. And I realized that you can't just be a leader by position. You have to be there all the time.
Yeah.
And I agree with you. There are some things that I don't really know how to do. Like events for me is not my strength. And so, but I have to lead Fiona doing the events. So parang it works kahit hindi mo alam when you're there, you're listening. And then some of it naman, it's not like you have to be an expert for you to be able to draw a wise decision. And some of them, you can give them the decision because they know better because they're doing that for a time. So I think even that listening and even the visibility,
yeah.
Specifically for me, when I was younger, kasi in the corporate, I don't mind being late. But when you're a leader already, that says a lot when you're late. So when they see you, you're the first, parang sila, uy, siya yung first. So even as a leader, that should change.
Yeah.
And that's part of the visibility. And of course, being trustworthy. I agree with Sarah, there are things that you can't just utter. Or sometimes if you're feeling bad, you just go down and, you know, make sure that you're okay first before you go up. Kasi minsan they see that and you can't have these sporadic emotional breakdowns. Yung nag-snap ka na, yung gano'n.
Yeah, and that's
hindi really pwede yung gano'n. Unless you have your own office.
But even so.
Even so, makikita. Bigla ka nagwala din sa office mo. Which is, there's a tendency, especially if there are so many things going on. You really have to really pray and control and say, God, I can't, you know, handle this right now. I don't want to be a bad example to these people because I'm leading them. So basically, yeah. I think that's where...
Yeah, I know it's a lot of parang weight or parang how can I even be trustworthy or something. And visible is easy, I agree. Parang mahirap missing in action, parang pag may problem, wala lang, you're not there. So those are things that we can do. And the trustworthiness, again, that's built over time. Jenny, you want to say something?
The word that came to mind with this was stability. When your people need to feel a sense of stability and consistency in you, they need to see that so that they that's where their trust comes in also. They know you don't you know go crazy or you're not naman depressed. They know that you are on top of things.
Yeah, I agree. I think we have a good understanding of that. And the last two, I'll just go quickly over this. Performance guide. Supervisor should be a good guide and compass on how things should be done. Employees need clear and specific guidelines to know how to do and how, what and how to do it based on their competencies and skills. So, again, I won't belabor this. I think, again, we have a lot of strong points in our ministry, and we're growing in this area. We're clear on what we want, and it's matched, you know, to the skills and competencies. And the last year is fair and honest disciplinarian. Employees need supervisors who are fair in the way they carry out disciplinary measures. This means that they know the value of discipline within the work unit, but they also need to be clear on what they did wrong and also be assisted on how to avoid breaking the rules and policies. So fairness, I think, is key, and especially sa atin, kasi we all work. Some are our friends, like Karen said, you know, we're really good friends. Some are still establishing yung relationship, but we always need to filter our decisions na, am I being biased on this? Am I being completely fair? Or am I being completely fair? Did I even say what I wanted to be done? Tapos, I'm judging them on something that was unclear to begin with. So, and when you're unsure, we practice this. We refer, I'll talk to Carlos na, you know, do you think this is fair or Karen or hindi? And normally, and this would be probably your supervisor or maybe a peer that you're working with who's, you know, trusted. And I'm sure you all know what I'm talking about. And talking through some of these issues where we're in doubt, it's better really to discuss. And I think the wisdom will come from there. So does anyone want to add on being a fair and honest disciplinarian? And I know this comes also as a pain to many of us kasi parang, you know, because of the environment we're in the ministry, which is really great, it's a positive environment. The discipline part, sometimes it becomes sort of a challenge. At least that's my observation. Any comments or feedback? Voila. Okay. So I'll just breeze through in the last 5 minutes some practical tips for first-time supervisors. Some we've already discussed, so I won't go through them anymore. Number one is project credibility. So even when in doubt and you have no idea what you're supposed to say, you should just be relaxed lang. I remember my first project as a HR director, my last project before I left Lilly was, I was maybe 31 years old, this to downsize the company by one third, 130 positions. And you know, wala naman experience because it was the first time we downsized, and I was supposed to bring in parang mga managers from other countries to help, you know, employees through the process. So when they told me that project, of course I was aware, but when it finally came to me, I'm like, okay, sige, gawin natin yan. But I mean, I really had, you know, no idea, and that's when you just have to ask. But I never really said naman din I have no idea what to do. It's more na, you know, I'll need guidance, and you know, but you just have to be relaxed. Believe that if something is assigned to you, then somehow God called you to that. That's the good thing with us, is somehow we have our spiritual, you know, parang thoughts on how to deal with these things. And you just need to really brace yourself, because there will be times, it might be okay now, but then there will be times you will really feel overwhelmed. But to be able to lead, you need to project na, okay, more or less, we can get through this. We'll need to work together, but we can. And another thing on credibility is when it comes to our trust issues, like, or practicing what we preach. A lot of this is, and I think people are watching, especially me, for example, in the area of finance. I'm very, very careful because I'm managing finances, and this is just for me, no, but it would have a different interpretation in your area, but I'm talagang parang mas stickler pa ako when there's any transaction that involves me. I really take the pain just so they know that I'm in business here, that whatever policies that we carry out, I'm the first person to observe all of them. And so that over time lang yan, you can only build credibility over time as you just keep doing you say you're supposed to be doing. So you can't break your own rules. Communication, we've talked about being visible. We've talked about establishing clear expectations. We have number five, create a listening comfort zone. It's very intimidating sometimes for us to talk to our supervisors. And so I think it's incumbent on us to make our people feel comfortable. And like me, every year when we do performance reviews, I make it a point at the end to ask, is there any way that I can improve so that you can do your job more effectively? So by asking that, it already opens the door now. Okay, she's open to feedback. Or I mean, I know minsan wala rin sasabihin, but at least you just try to practice. Or even yung regular meetings nyo lang, parang, what do you think? Yung parang sometimes it's easy to, because of your experience, it's easy to say the answer, but you really need to draw it out of people, what they think on a certain decision, and even about you, how you can improve in how you lead. So yun, you have to just create that atmosphere where people feel free to speak up. And treat everyone with respect. I can't overemphasize this. I know there's differing thoughts on this, but my thought is, as much as possible, never embarrass anyone in front of anyone else. Even if you're in the heat of a discussion in a meeting, and of course I failed many, many times on this, but as much as possible, if you can still catch yourself, parang just say, you know, you can park it later and deal with it one-on-one. Number three, acknowledge your staff. This is very important also. Basically, it's their achievements. The number one person I can think of, and Carlos, I think you agree, is Pastor Steve. Every time he's here, I mean, I say, Pang Gigi, thank you for what you do, and or a specific thing, or Carlos. And it's like, you don't need to say it anymore. Parang, oh, okay na. But he just says it. And you might say you don't need to say it, but actually you feel, okay, great, you know, thank you. So, you know, just keep, and this, I really need to improve on, but that's something that's so important because we all just want, of course, a sense of accomplishment, a sense na, you know, we're doing something right on a regular basis. So hindi lang siya once a year or something. So, yun. And then lastly is commit to continuous self-improvement. Just last week I was in a discussion about staff dev, and I really liked what Pastor Joey was saying. Now we need to all keep doing this. No matter how old we are, some of our pastors are in their 50s, but they're still, it's just a sign that you're still trying to improve, that you haven't arrived. And even things that you know, sometimes you forget or you forget to practice. And so we just need to keep committing to change. It could be reading a book. It could be, you know, for me, to be honest, it's really hard to read anything beyond the Bible in my parang Bible accomplishment na yun just because of the various activities happening in our home. But what I really try to do is when we have sessions like this, staff dev, or any other speakers that we have, I'll really make it a point to come so that I can just parang grow, whether it's spiritually in my skills, or even asking feedback. You know, is there something that I can improve on how I'm doing this? So I think if you keep on doing that, your people will also see that and parang it will have that atmosphere na we're all in this together, we're just learning things together. You know, nobody's arrived, no matter how old or how experienced or how good any of us might be. None of us have arrived, and we all have something to learn from books, from classes, and also from each other. So I think that's it for me. I hope you've learned something today. I'm really, really excited when I see everyone here. It's been our burden, I guess, or ano parang how can we sustain yung ministry because we all know what it is in the background. And I'm just so excited to see so many, you know, new people leading, and I know na talagang lahat kayo mas surpass nyo whatever, you know, we're doing today, because by the time that, you know, 10 years from now, we don't really know what our ministry, how big this will be or what challenges we'll be facing. And so it just excites me really to see us all parang talagang all hands on deck and really learning and serving together. So thank you.
All right, so that's very, very practical and at the same time, very inspirational then what Miss Gigi said, because really, when at the end of the day, it is God who promotes. At the end of the day, we believe that in the Bible, God says He's the one who promotes. So it means that there's something in you that God sees that's worth promoting. So, pero foundational will be, like Miss Gigi said also, is the humility. You can never feel that I am better than others or that you have arrived. Kasi that's foundational. The moment you feel that you are better than others, then you are in the wrong. You have to really recognize that also. Okay, quickly lang, we will have a...